Well, the victor in Tuesday's Republican Firehouse primary will most likely become the next Windsor Hills representative on the Rollo County Board of Supervisors. With a June 11th filing deadline, there are no other candidates at this point. After Joe McNamara left for the House of Delegates late last year, David Radford took his seat in Windsor Hills, and he joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio this morning to make his case for why he is the best choice for Windsor Hills voters. Now, we heard from his primary opponent, Roxanne Crisley, yesterday. They can only vote next Tuesday at the Brambleton Center between 6 a.m. and 6:50 p.m., and you must be online by then. All registered voters in the Windsor Hills district are eligible to cast a ballot. David, good morning, and thank you for coming.
Hey, appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Now, David, you've been on the Board of Supervisors now for about 6 months. Spent one term on the Rollo County Planning Commission before that. Does that in itself make the case as to why you would be the better candidate next Tuesday? If so, why?
Yeah, Joey, thanks a lot for having me here. And yeah, it gives me a big leg up, and it's been an easy transition. Gene and I have been on the Planning Commission before, and
we overlapped for a little bit, I think.
Yeah, we did. We had a four years where we overlapped a little bit. But we had to take a course in community planning. So that was very helpful. Also, just getting plugged in these first 6 months has been a very easy transition for me, getting to know the steps that are already in place.
Mm-hmm. And I should, you actually did a term plus because you succeeded the late Al Thomason.
Correct.
Right,
yeah.
And finished out his term.
Yes.
What are you telling people, David, before we get into some particulars, what are you telling people about when you go door to door, and I'm sure you've knocked on many, many doors in Windsor Hills, about what you would bring to the table? And again, this election in the fall is for the last 2 years of Joe McNamara's term.
Correct.
So you'd have to run again if whoever wins.
Correct.
In another 2 years. What are you telling people about what you bring to the table, why you would be an asset?
Yeah, so the first thing I'm doing is I'm introducing myself and telling them who I am, because a lot of people don't know who David Radford is. But, you know, I tell them I went through the application process, just like my opponent. They interviewed four of us. They selected me. So I want to stay in that seat. And almost immediately, I have lots of supporters that say, we want you to stay in that seat. We're going to support you. So that's encouraging to start talking about different issues that they have. And I've talked to people about stormwater, about fast speeds on their streets, potholes on their streets. So it's been a lot of different topics.
It's funny, you know, and we're talking to David Radford, candidate for the Rollo County Board of Supervisors in Windsor Hills. The primary is Tuesday. There's a lot of more weighty, big picture things people want to know about, but they want to know about stormwater. I know in Windsor Hills, you mentioned that there's a lot of problems with stormwater across the around the 419 area, around the church, around there. People around the Big Lick Creek or something.
Right. Yeah.
Is it overdevelopment? What can be done? I mean, you're looking at spending some money on bigger culverts or something to divert water. I mean, is that something that you see as being one of the issues that your constituents are concerned about?
Yeah, it's a big issue. You know, 2018, we had over 500 inches of rain. That one event we had over in the Windsor Hills area, we had 8 inches of rain within a matter of 30 minutes. And it brought water down that we have never seen, greater than the 85 flood. So it definitely impacted a lot of residents downstream. And that didn't come from developments, because they've already been developed. They've been there for years. So this water hit the mountains and just came rolling down.
Mm-hmm. Talking with David Radford, candidate for Board of Supervisors in Windsor Hills. Talk about the votes you've taken so far, David, on the board. You've taken votes on Explorer Park, spending money on Bent Mountain Community Center repairs, tax rates. Talk about some of the votes that over the 6 months you've been on the Board of Supervisors that you want to point to.
Well, for example, we just had a rezoning for the warehouses up on top of South Peak, and I voted. I wanted that. I wanted to see that come along, because the county is invested in the infrastructure, and we have to pay that money back. Also, in 2007, the economy completely changed. So when the original vision of South Peak was, okay, let's have hotels, let's have motels, restaurants. Well, guess what? Those realtors that do that commercial real estate, they told us it's a different story now. It's going to be very difficult to get another restaurant up there. And also, The hotel, you've already got a hotel up there. So it seemed like a real natural fit to get conditioned mini warehouses up on top of the hill for people using storage, because housing units are getting smaller and they need storage units.
And but that proposal was voted down by the board overall. How did the Planning Commission, did they recommend approval or not recommend approval?
Planning Commission was the same. They voted it down.
Okay. Well, the thing of it is the original vision for the South Peak, and that sat vacant for many, many years, you know, after it was half the mountain was stripped away. As a matter of fact, when it was Slate Hill, there was an article in USA Today that actually pointed out little old Roanoke in that as an example of bad planning. So, and I guess the storage unit didn't fit with that vision. But do you see down the road, David, that something like that might come back if nobody else, no other retail will agree to go onto that platform?
Well, you know, that's another change in the economy. The vision was to have retail up there. Well, all the bricks and sticks retail is being challenged now on online shopping. So, I mean, really, let's get realistic about what's going to go up there. There was a chance to bring in some tax revenue with the storage unit. And most of the people that came out and posed it, Gene, were competitors that are located in the city. So to me, it didn't make sense to, you know, to shut the door on economic development.
We'll talk with David Radford. He's a candidate for the Board of Supervisors in the Windsor Hills District. There's a primary, Republican primary, next Tuesday. Roxanne Crisley, who was here yesterday, is his opponent. Before I throw it back to Joey, do you see Roanoke County, David, at this point, and maybe Southwest County especially, as being at sort of a crossroads when it comes to economic development, job creation? We talked about South Peak. Right across the street is Tanglewood Mall, which is half empty. Anchor stores have moved out. Do you see the county being at any kind of a crossroads? And Roxanne Crisley, when she was here yesterday, was saying the county's going to have to maybe spend some more money to invest in the future. Do you agree with that? And is investing a code word where you might have to go back to the county taxpayers and say, hey, we need to bump up the tax rate at some point if we're going to invest in the future and keep our kids here? What's your philosophy on where the county's at, economic development-wise?
Yeah, so we definitely can offer some incentives to help the owners at Tanglewood. We, you know, comparing Tanglewood to a Daleville Town Center or even a Short Pump up in Richmond, Tanglewood is going to be a redevelopment. The other two were brand new projects right from the ground up, so they didn't have a lot of entanglements. With Tanglewood, we're going to have to really get all the stakeholders on board, and they're going to have to come along with the vision. So I believe in that vision. I think it does need to be overhauled. It needs to be redeveloped. So we have good opportunity at Tanglewood to do that.
But you're going to have to get the property owner involved, VDOT involved, and the
yes.
roads really need. That's got to be the first thing.
And we're working with VDOT right now. Our chairman is working on getting funding so we can change and improve that intersection between 419 and 220.
Amen.
All right, 8:53 at WFIR, visiting with David Radford, candidate for Roanoke County Board of Supervisors, Windsor Hills, this morning. David, are you concerned that some Windsor Hills voters will not know where to vote next Tuesday? Unlike a state primary, of course, they cannot go to their regular polling place. So, David, would you have preferred that if the paperwork had been filed correctly?
Probably would have liked to have done the state primary at all precincts. However, we have to roll with the rules,
right.
And so we're making the best of it. I definitely am telling all my constituents, all my supporters, where to go, not to go to their regular precinct. They're pretty flexible, they understand, and they've been very reasonable.
I'm wondering if, when we asked Roxanne this yesterday, do you know if any of the regular polling places are going to put signs up, David, saying, hey, go to Brambleton Center?
Yeah, so we've been told by the Republican Credentials Committee that they're going to put these large signs up at the other five precincts that will steer them back over toward the Brambleton Center. So, I got to trust that that's going to happen. And I've told people, if you forget and you go to your regular precinct, you have the information there to read it.
And as long as you're online by 6:50, you're guaranteed to vote.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. In Roanoke City, you know, John Garland wound up leaving city council because of potential conflicts of interest in his role as a developer and landlord. David, you're a developer and a real estate agent, but a developer. You've had projects in Southwest County. How would you deal with that issue when it came to the Board of Supervisors? Or how, I don't know if you've dealt with it yet. Yeah. Is it an issue?
Yeah, you know, that's real easy, Gene. If there's a financial interest, then I'm going to recuse myself. Like when we were doing the asphalt plant, when we were back on the Planning Commission, I worked for English Construction. So I recused myself from that whole process. So that's an easy, once you identify you have a financial interest, then you back away.
You don't see it as being a big issue?
I do not. No. Matter of fact, the board, the board members that are there actually want my input when it becomes towards development.
Speaking of the board, talk about the board. Pretty good mix at this point.
I think it is.
I know Martha Hooker pretty well, but pretty good mix at this point.
I think it is. We have different professionals that are in there, so we get a good good debate going every now and then.
Good to mix it up a little bit. There'll be at least one new member on the board this fall in Cave Spring.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, a couple minutes left. We're talking with David Radford. He's a candidate in the Republican Firehouse primary next Tuesday against Roxanne Crisley. Again, you have to vote at the Brambleton Center only. Talk about your family. Your family has a history of donating easements and land that's been used for greenways, buffers for some of the developments you guys have done, I think like Mason's Crest, and for public buildings. Does that say anything about how you feel about balancing growth versus, say, green space preservation?
Well, I think it ties back just trying to track young professionals, millennials back to our community, and that is they want more of those outdoor amenities. So greenways are a natural way to get outside. We're a fitness-crazed society now.
And you're a runner.
Exactly, and you are too. And so those greenways help feed that. We felt that any way we can contribute to that through our developments, also the parkway when we gave that land for viewshed protection, you know, we felt that those things were important and to help with the community.
We only got about a minute left. I hate to throw this at you now, but since you mentioned, you know, professionals, young professionals, how do we get over that hump, David, where we're growing the population in Roanoke County finally, where we're attracting some of those high-tech businesses, whether it's to existing business parks or the 419 corridor? How do we get over that hump?
Well, we continue to collaborate with our regional partners, and so that's a big help. Roanoke County is has topo challenges. We're mountains and hills, so we don't have flat land like Franklin County and Botetourt County. So we need to collaborate with our regional partners up in Blacksburg, Montgomery County, also to help attract and continue to bring in those young professionals. Mm-hmm.
So that even if they don't work in Roanoke County, you want them to live in Roanoke County or vice versa or both?
Or both, exactly, exactly. Economic development can come in many different forms, whether you're living here or working there.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. David Radford is a candidate in the Republican primary for the Windsor Hills seat on the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors. The vote is next Tuesday. It's a Firehouse primary at the Brambleton Center. And David, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, you bet, and come out and vote for David Radford.